not exactly the result we wanted, but I suppose over the balance of the play and the way that the weekend has gone for us, that you know, we're glad that we finished reasonably high. You know, we were trailing 2-1 for a while in the game today, but we played really well second half, got ourselves back into it, got a deserved equaliser, and unlucky at the end not to claim all 3 points. But I suppose the important thing today, given the fact that Munster were leading at Blackview against Connacht, and that they were going to win the championship, so I suppose it was important to finish with a game where we didn't lose and finished reasonably happy with our weekend's work.
So one draw, one defeat, and as I say, and a loss as well. Just looking at today's game, first of all, we'll take that on the basis you touched on it there. Tony McNamee getting you a dream start, Anthony, after 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a really good move. Tommy McMonagall made a good overlapping run down the left-hand side, and when he got the ball, he cut it back to Tony from about 7 or 8 yards, and he side-foot finished to give us a good lead. And we were unlucky, I suppose, after that, not to maybe extend our lead, because we had some good play. Mark Moran and Tony and Kevin McGrath were linking up really well with Jared McLaughlin up front. And, you know, there was a few balls went across the box, and Peter Doherty had a good header from a corner as well. It just went wide. So we were unlucky not to extend our lead. But then, you know, the fact, I suppose, it's the same for every team, so it's not really an excuse. But the longer the game went on in the half, and the conditions and the tiredness started to creep under our legs then, and you know, we made a few unforced errors really that allowed Leinster back into the game. But we regrouped second half, came out, and I suppose we had helped by the fact that Leinster, the player, sent off halfway through the second half when we were in the 7th and we were taking the game to them. And you know, we got our deserved equaliser, and unlucky at the end not to go on and win the game.
Yeah, and I suppose this weekend it's testing on squads, aren't they? And having a good, you know, it's one thing about having a big squad, but you need quality as well. Managing that, I suppose, a challenge throughout the weekend.
Yeah, but you know, we're really happy with the players that we selected, and I know we were. Compared to Munster and Leinster and Connacht, where we don't have the big problems of selection headaches, really, where they've got massive teams and areas to pick from. In one way, it's an advantage for us because we know all the players inside out, and we can sit down before the tournament starts, and we can have our best 25, 30 players on paper, and then we make contact to see who's available. And unfortunately, this year, we were down a few players from the start. Malik McDermott from Cockhill, and Jerry Gill from Cockhill, and Lawrence Toland, also from Cockhill, who was injured, and Lee Toland from Letterkenny Rovers, who had a pre-arranged holiday. So we're down that quality of player who would be searched for the squad at any time. But the players that we finally took in, and they were all in our original list. We didn't have to go looking for players. They were all part of the original players that had been contacted regarding their availability. So overall, the quality of the squad, we're really pleased with. And it's managing then over the weekend, as you say. And, unfortunately, we picked up a couple of injuries over the weekend and left us a wee bit light today. So there's a few lads today who played through the pain barrier and, running an empty, but put on a massive shift for the team and for the league.
And no doubt conditions was testing as well. Today, the conditions, as you were indicating earlier on, tough to play against, and it was pretty much like that throughout the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, not so much yesterday where it was grand because we had no showers that yesterday, but Friday night was a bit of rain and blustery, and today was quite similar. But conditions didn't really come in. Overall, in terms of performance, we were really pleased and the levels of performance that we got. And everything we asked of the players, they delivered. The only downside was on Friday night, we didn't get the result that our performance deserved. And, that ultimately has cost us chance to win the championship.
And looking at your game yesterday, I know there's a bit of a family affair there. Maybe you had a wee bit of inside information against Connacht, maybe, huh?
I didn't. there wasn't well, much, maybe,
we'll tell your listeners, your brother was managing Connacht.
Yeah, but like he was on the phone to me all last week and he was saying players dropping out and there was players injured, you know, so he was telling nothing but lies over the week.
Yeah.
So I was telling him as well that all the players that we had missed and all, but no, listen, Gareth was, he was involved with the Connacht team last year as well, and you know, he came in sort of at the 11th hour last year when, you know, they were, and this preparation last year wouldn't have been all that good, but this year, like, they were much better organised and quite similar to Leinster and Connacht and Munster, you know, and the fact that they were big and strong and physical and you know, quite reliant on set plays and that, but you know, overall, like, we didn't have that height or that strength that the other teams had, and our players are more technical and tactical players, and but you know, overall, good weekend for us.
And touching on that point, looking at different provinces, looking at their players, looking at their squads, tactically, how difficult is for you to tactically look at that? Obviously, you do get some news through, some team news that you think this is going to be the team that might come out against us. How do you prepare for that, Tony?
Well, it's very difficult. You know, the first game is you're going into a blind because you don't know, you know, what, like, you've no insight into how they're going to play or how they're going to set up. I mean, last year, our first game was against Leinster. I phoned up a few lads that I knew involved in the Leinster Senior League, and you know, they knew the manager and how he lines up and the likely formation and all. And, but when it came to it on the night, like, it was totally different to what we'd expected. So the first night you're going sort of blind, and all you can do is set up your own team. Difficult, you know, set your team up as difficult as you can, you know, that it's going to be, that you don't concede and you don't give anything away, and you've got to be mindful as well that you get your best players and come up with a game plan to suit the players at your disposal. And you know, so the first game you very much have to look after yourself, and then the second and third days you're getting bits of information from people that's at the games, and you know, it makes it a wee bit more you know, more easy as to what you can expect them into the, you know, the second and third games. But really all we can do is, you know, look after the players that we have and pick a formation and tactics that suit the players that we have at our disposal. And I suppose over the weekend we've been quite happy with how that has gone.
And I know it's played in Donegal this time around. How big of an advantage is that? And the new pitch and surface in Ballyar is fantastic as well, no doubt, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, going into the tournament, I suppose we're looking at it and we're thinking it's certainly an advantage that we know the pitches, we know the referees, we know travel times. Like, it's definitely an advantage in that respect. But as a disadvantage, the fact that you're not together for the 3 days, the lads are going home in the evenings after the games, and you know, we tried as best as possible as to, you know, look after them. So, you know, and the fact that there was no excuses or no stones left unturned in terms of our preparation, but it's probably a more advantageous to you if you're playing away where your squad's together and you have a real, you know, it's a real team spirit that you build up over the weekend. And boys normally wouldn't play together or travel together, you know, together as a team and a group. And so there's obviously pros and cons for both, but you know, we just found that last year we felt over the weekend with more control over the squad and how the preparation went for it, as opposed to this year. But you know, it was a great weekend for us because, you know, as I said, the boys showcased their talents in front of their own clubs and their supporters, and I have to say that our games were fairly well attended by the local public.
And looking forward now, Tony, the Ulster Senior League, it's something that's advancing all the time. You'll be happy with the progress this year?
Yeah, like Letterkenny, we've had a decent enough start. We've won our first two games. Probably haven't been firing on all cylinders in them games, but you know, our next game now is against Dunharps next week, which you know, we'll be preparing for this week. I suppose from a Letterkenny point of view, we'll have to nurse the lads that played for us over the weekend because there are a few tired legs today. So we'll have to monitor the lads on Tuesday night and maybe give some of them a night off and get them back in then on Thursday and then prepare for what's going to be a long, hard season.
And no doubt you'll have the feed up this evening, Anthony. As I say, a busy weekend for you. Thanks very much for coming on to Highland Radio Sunday Sport, and we wish you well with your managerial career with Letterkenny Rovers as well. You'll be looking possibly to outdo Kildrum this year, no doubt.
Well, or Cockhill, you mean?
Or Cockhill, excuse me. Yeah.
Well, Cockhill are, you know, they've set the benchmark for football in Donegal over the last 5 or 6 years, and. You know, I suppose the last two seasons we've pushed them all the way. We lost the league by 3 points two seasons ago and went to a playoff last year. So we are closing the gap. But to be fair to them, like they always seem to strengthen well, and you know, it's up to the other clubs then to try and match them, and hopefully this year, you know, the appointment of Tony McNamee at Swilly and Jason Gibson at Bunnegee has certainly strengthened them clubs, and you know, we'd be hoping that over the course of the season that there'll be more clubs capable of picking points off Cockhill than as has been the last couple of years, just Fannad and Letterkenny Rovers. So it makes for an exciting league this year.